So much love for John Lennon and his work, sharing it with you on his 80th birthday. Jody here. I'm so lucky. I mean, I grew up in New York City in the early 70s. I saw John out and about. I mean, I never met the man, but I did see his final concert performance with Elton John, and I want to play you a recording from that night in a moment. Also, right when John and Yoko got to New York City, they got up at the Fillmore East and jammed with Frank Zappa. We're going to hear a little bit of that. And then John Lennon doing a Beatles classic with Keith Richards, Eric Clapton, and Mitch Mitchell. There's been a lot of John Lennon tribute songs over the years, and some are better than others. But, man, I always loved this one.
What happened here as the New York sunset disappeared? I found an empty garden among the flagstones there. Must have been a gardener that cared a lot, who weeded out the tears and grew a good crop. Now it all looks strange. It's funny how one insect can damage so much grain. And what's it for? By the brownstone door, and in the cracks along the sidewalk, nothing grows no more. Ooh, lived here. He must have been a gardener that cared a lot, who weeded out the tears and grew a good crop. And we are so amazed, we're crippled.
Oh, hey.
Elton John and Bernie Taupin in tribute to John Lennon from 1982's Jump Up, Empty Garden, Hey Hey Johnny, which alludes to Dear Prudence, you know, won't you come out to play? It also alludes to Madison Square Garden, where Elton John and John Lennon performed together. It was an Elton John concert, the first of two nights. It was Thanksgiving 1974. Bernie Taupin was there. He came out on the encore. In the middle of the show, John Lennon comes out. The place shakes. I was there. He does Whatever Gets You Through the Night, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, which was Elton's single at the time. And then they do a song that Paul originally sang, I Saw Her Standing There. And then for the encore, John comes back out and sings backing vocals on The Bitch Is Back. And that night, John and Yoko reacquaint and ultimately reunite. And 10 years ago, for John Lennon's 70th birthday, I did a project with Yoko Ono. We were filmed, we were recorded, and she had the room set up like it was the bed in. And she had a plant next to her, and that was John. And there's a video of that that we posted in the slideshow at KUTX.org. And I asked Yoko about the night she saw John Lennon perform with Elton John.
Oh, it was amazing. It was like an earthquake. Wham, 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 wham. Everybody was, actually, the floor was shaking. And then I saw John in a way that he was not like what I knew of John. You know, he was like, hey, you know, very, very, confident about his ideas and things. But he was standing there sort of bowing to everybody. And I thought, oh, he must be feeling very different, secure, insecure maybe, you know. And I was crying. And then when the show was over, this gallery owner said, oh, please take me to the backstage. Oh, no. I said, why? I mean, if I took you to backstage, they might not even let us in, you know. I said, oh, let's take a chance. Please take a chance. So I went to backstage, and Tony King opened the door and said, hi, Yoko, do come in. It was really beautiful. And I went in, and John and I looked at each other, and that was the most, it was a beautiful moment.
Seeing as Thanksgiving, we thought we'd make tonight a little bit of a joyous occasion by inviting someone up with us onto stage. And I'm sure he will be no stranger to anybody in the audience when I say it's our great privilege and your great privilege to see and hear Mr. John Lennon.
Hey, sit down and cool it for a minute so we can hear what we're going to do. And for those of you in the band who have no idea what's about to happen, this is an A minor, and it's not standard blues changes. But it's close.
Yeah, this is a song that I used to sing when I was in the cabin in Liverpool. I haven't done it since, so... Girl, you know the reason why. of the earth, but I am of the universe, and you know what it's worth. My bone feels so suicidal, just like Dylan's missing bones. I'm lonely, wanna die. If I ain't dead already, girl, you know the reason why. Black cloud crossed my mind, blue mist round my soul. So suicidal, even hate my rock and roll. I'm lonely, wanna die. If I ain't dead already,
breathtaking. Happy 80th birthday, John Lennon. Dubbed the Dirty Mac. You know, like a dirty raincoat, plastic raincoat in England is a Mac. The Dirty Mac. John Lennon, Eric Clapton, Keith Richards on bass, Mitch Mitchell on drums, doing the Beatles' Your Blues. Originally on the White Album, that was recorded in 1968 for the Rolling Stones Rock and Roll Circus and wouldn't be issued for almost three decades because the Stones weren't happy with it at first. But time changes things. And then 1 year later, Eric Clapton and John Lennon would play that song live in Toronto, live piece in Toronto. John Lennon on stage with Frank Zappa at the Fillmore East. Well, Baby, Please Don't Go, from sometime in New York City. And from there, live in New York City, Here and There, the album, Elton John and John Lennon's Live Whatever Gets You Through the Night, John Lennon's last concert appearance. And as I mentioned, I was lucky enough to be there and wrote about it and shared some images of it at KUTX.org. There's a blog and a slideshow. John also played Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, and I saw her standing there and sang backup vocals on The Bitch Is Back. Whew. Happy 80th, John Lennon. It is also Sean Lennon's 45th birthday today, and we have John talking about Sean in a moment.
Support comes from World Interiors, an Austin furniture company, where handcrafted solid woods combine with sustainably sourced materials and zero VOC lacquers to create eco-friendly furniture. Furniture built for life. WorldInteriors.com.
This is my KUTX.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
It's my KUTX.
Every week, we invite our favorite musicians to play whatever they want to play. We call it My KUTX. Hear guest DJs every Saturday night at 6 or anytime at KUTX.org.
And tomorrow night, it's Trevor and Dom from Wood & Wire as our guest DJs.
Support comes from Chemfree Organic Pest and Lawn, with trained inspectors to develop rodent control plans to eliminate mice and rats from casas, ranches, castles, haciendas, treehouses, and teepees. ChemfreePestandLawn.com.
Support comes from Brandy and Nathan Wyman Realtors, proud supporters of KUT and KUTX. Compass is a licensed real estate broker and abides by equal housing opportunity laws. More on buying and selling homes at thewymanteam.com.
Sean Lennon is 45 years old today. Sean Ono Lennon, born on his dad's birth date in 1975. Sean has visited KUT and KUTX numerous times over the years with his band The Ghost of a Sabretoothed Tiger, to guest DJ during our South by wrap-up show, and 3 hours of Sean guest DJing with Robin Hitchcock are available at KUTX.org. Here's John Lennon from 1980.
Sean was born on October the 9th, which I was, so we're almost like twins. It's a pleasure for me to hang around the house. I was always a homebody. I mean, I think a lot of musicians are. I'd been so locked in the home environment and completely switched my way of thinking that I didn't really think about music at all. My guitar was sort of hung up behind the bed, literally. And I just don't think I took it down in 5 years. I'd go through periods of panic because I was not in the Billboard or being seen at Studio 54 with Mick and Bianca. I mean, I didn't exist anymore. And I realized there was a life without it. I thought, this reminds me of being 15. I didn't have to write songs at 15. I wrote it if I wanted to. That's when I suddenly could do it again with ease. All the songs that are on Double Fantasy all came within a period of 3 weeks.
Change the rhythm a little now and do something a little more slow. Sit down there.
Close your eyes, have no fear. The monster's gone, he's on the run, and your daddy's here. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Before you go to sleep, say a little prayer. Every day, in every way, it's getting better and better. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Cause it's a long way to go, a hard road to hoe. Yes, it's a long way to go, but in the meantime, before you cross the street, take my hand. Life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans. Beautiful, 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 beautiful boy. Beautiful, 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 beautiful boy. Before you go to sleep, say a little prayer. Every day, in every way, it's getting better and better.
darling Sean.
Good night, Sean. See you in the morning, bright and early.
Well, I don't know who made the golden rule that sex and love had to go together, because I've enjoyed love without sex and sex without love, and they quite often come together, but just... very good. But quite often they don't.
Stop.
What?
He shut his eyes and came out on Where No Shut Balls.
Don't worry if you don't get the vocals.
Okay, sorry. Yes, I get very involved, you know. One, two, one, two, three, four. his duckers. Yes. A man like him would have it. He's got teenage lyrics. He's got Hot Rod Bowley. Oh, I'm losing my cool.
The Beatles, take five of Come Together, as it appears on the Abbey Road box set that commemorated that album's 50th anniversary last year. All You Need Is Love, from the Summer of Love, 1967, when that was broadcast, it was the largest satellite audience to date globally. And the late Austinite Kim McLagan was present during All You Need Is Love. You can see her and her then-husband Keith Moon in the video of the performance, and she would regale us with stories of that great day. And Beautiful Boy, the stripped-down version from Double Fantasy, and that is dedicated to Sean Lennon on this, his 45th birthday, on his dad's 80th birthday. Sean Lennon flipped the switch last night for the Empire State Building. It was illuminated in sky blue with a peace sign at the top. And Sean also produced this new compilation for his father's 80th. Give Me Some Truth. Amazing new remixes from the original master recordings. And one of my all-time favorite John Lennon songs, Mind Games, I always thought sounded so claustrophobic and needed to be fuller. And this remix of Mind Games is just incredible.
Playing the mind. He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man, please listen. You don't know what you're missing. Nowhere man, the world is at your command.
I like it to be known that, yes, she kicked me out. It took me a long time to get back in. And, yeah, I looked after the baby, and I made the bread, and I was a house husband, and let them understand that, you know. And I'm proud of it. And it was an enlightening experience for me because it was a complete reversal of my whole upbringing. And it's the wave of the future, you know. And I'm glad to be in on the forefront of that, too. No, the thing of feeling that one was not justified in being alive unless one was fulfilling other people's dreams, mm-hmm. whether they were contractual dreams or dreams about the public fulfilling their dreams or fulfilling my own dreams and illusions about what I thought I was supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Which in retrospect turned out to be not what I am. That's what I was saying about had lost the initial freedom of the artist mm-hmm. by becoming enslaved to the image of the artist, mm-hmm. of what the artist is supposed to do. And a lot of artists kill themselves because of that, mm-hmm. you know, whether it be through drink like a Dylan Thomas or through insanity like another artist, you know, like a Van Gogh or anybody, mm-hmm. you know, or mm-hmm. VD and craziness like Gauguin, you know, mm-hmm. painting a picture for his child which he never spent any time with, you know, mm-hmm. trying to create a masterpiece to give mm-hmm. to the child, but meanwhile the child dies and anyway he gets VD and the masterpiece burns down,
right.
is burnt to the ground, and yeah. even had it survived,
yeah.
better he should have stayed with the kid. That was the conclusion I came to.
Why were you able to see that and most people don't? Most people would have gone and did the next album.
Most people don't live with Yoko Ono.
Yeah.
People say I'm crazy, doing what I'm doing. Well, they give me all kinds of warnings. to save me from ruin. When I say that I'm okay, well, they look at me kind of strange. Surely you're not happy now, you no longer play the game. People say I'm lazy, dreaming my life away. Well, they give me all kinds of advice, designed to enlighten me. When I tell them that I'm doing fine, watching shadows on the wall, don't you miss the big time, boy, you're no longer on the ball. Questions, lost in confusion. Well, I tell them there's no problem, only solutions. Well, they shake their heads and they look at me as if I've lost my mind. I tell them there's no hurry, I'm just sitting here doing time. I'm just sitting here watching the wheels go round and round. I really love to watch them roll. No longer riding on the merry-go-round. I just had to let it go. I just have to let it go. I just have to let it go.
Three Lennon classics to conclude our John Lennon 80th birthday celebration on KUTX. This has been Jody Denberg. Thanks for listening. Check the blog, check the slideshow at KUTX.org. I know a lot of people have been calling. It's been crazy trying to get to the phones. You can always hit me on Twitter or at jdenberg@KUT.org.
Am I on? Okay. Hi, John. This is Janice. We'd just like to wish you a very happy birthday and
happy trails.